Immaculate Heart of Mary, and Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel, Jesus is speaking about his heavenly Father, Joseph being his earthly father. A great number of preachers from not so long ago used to preach the Father as a frightening old man ready to chastise. No, he neither was younger nor older than Jesus and the Holy Spirit. He is just as beautiful as they are. For how long we also have willingly turned to Jesus and not to the Father. It's about time we listen to Jesus in the Gospel. In fact, correct our mentality. Have we noticed that in Jesus' discourse after the Last Supper, according to the Gospel of John, he mentions Father 44 times? In the first reading that we had, St. Paul is preparing his disciples, followers, for his passing from this life. Jesus also, in the Gospel today, is like Paul, only Jesus came before Paul in his ascension. Paul was given to the Father, and it is Jesus who is on the right hand of the Father. In the Old Testament, we can understand Father is in me and I am in the Father. And there's many scriptures which are relevant. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This is how you are to pray, our Father who art in heaven. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yes, only through Jesus and his mother can we learn how to know and love and honour the Father. A quotation from Pope Benedict on this matter: being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with a person who has become present both in history of humanity and in the history of each one of us. We know well that this person is God the Father, who must be known, loved and honoured by his children. And in the liturgy, the liturgical prayer is the greatest teaching of Christian doctrine, and it is a true guide for our spiritual life. According to liturgy, Christian worship is by its very nature worship to the Father through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Every time we proclaim prayers, the preface and the Eucharistic prayer, which are always addressed to the Father, we should turn to him in the awareness that he is close to us, that he listens to us and answers us, in the words of Pope Francis. In his infinite tenderness, because he wants to communicate himself into the depths of our heart, prayer of the heart actually means spiritually encountering and seeing the Father whom we address. We don't have time to quote liturgical passages now. It would be nice during our personal meditation to take the Missal and slowly read one of the many Eucharistic prayers. How beautiful it is to see the Father with the eyes of our soul during Holy Mass. In this way, our love for him will grow abundantly. Praise be the names of Jesus and Mary.